This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. While much of Ohio's economy has reopened amid the pandemic, the live music scene remains silenced. The future is uncertain for independent venues that have been closed since March, when the state limited gatherings to 10 people. For this week's Shuffle, we hear how some Northeast Ohio venues are making plans for fans to return safely and are turning to lawmakers to help stay afloat. The Kent stage has been dark since March 11th, when Howard Jones played to a full crowd in downtown Kent. The marquee outside the venue reads, "One of these nights." Owner Tom Simpson says it's been a long 3 months.
First to close, last to open, and there's going to be places that are not going to be here.
Simpson has been staying busy rescheduling dozens of shows, many into next year, when national bands plan to resume touring. Ohio's guidelines allow bars and clubs to reopen as long as they follow safety protocols and social distancing. But for the Kent stage and Jilly's Music Room in downtown Akron, that's not sustainable. Jill Bacon Madden says Jilly's would have to limit their capacity from 200 to around 30.
It's not enough to pay musicians. It's not enough to pay staff. It's not enough to keep the lights on. And you could maybe do that once or twice, but, you know, to try to open your doors and do that on a regular schedule would be suicide.
Jilly's and the Kent stage are among more than 1,200 venues in the country that have formed the National Independent Venue Association. The group says 90% of its members don't have enough cash on hand to survive more than 6 months. They're asking music fans to contact their senators and representatives for federal help, including unemployment insurance for contractors and artists and mortgage and rent forbearance. Tom Simpson is hoping to reopen the Kent stage with limited capacity next month, but he says he has to make lots of changes to be able to welcome fans back safely.
You'll get your temperature checked. Most likely your ticket will be on your phone. We hope to have a cashless system in place. There'll be hand sanitizers everywhere. Everything will be wiped down. People will have masks and gloves on. We're looking to refit the bathrooms so everything's touch-free.
But those safety measures don't necessarily mean fans will return. Larry Gargis, who plays in the Northeast Ohio band Persistent Aggressor, says he's not comfortable playing a live show just yet.
As badly as I want to play, I'm not in a hurry to do it because, you know, one, I'm a school teacher and I'm a dad. I just don't think it's reasonable or even responsible for us to get back too soon.
Fans like Sarah Bartolomucci say they're not in any rush to see a live show.
Unless I can confidently say, yeah, I totally trust venues and other audience members to create an environment where we're all doing our absolute best to follow CDC guidelines, and I can't say yes to that, then it has to be a no.
Among the first venues to reopen in Northeast Ohio is the Music Box Supper Club in Cleveland, June 19th. Vice President Mike Miller says they'll start with smaller events and shows. Safety measures include signage and tables spaced 12 feet apart, with concertgoers asked to remain in their seats during performances. Miller says they'll also have a group of employees wearing white masks called the health team.
They'll be right at the front of the building when guests arrive to help the guests, you know, kind of get in line at proper distancing. They'll help seat the guests, and they'll spend most of the night with a desanitizer spray in their hand and going around and desanitizing all the surfaces along the night.
Now we're on a sinking ship. How we'll let it go down like this.
One of the first performers at the Music Box is Cleveland native singer-songwriter Madeline Finn, who works full-time as a musician in Nashville. Her show next month will be her first time back on stage.
This is my life's work. And performance, especially in a time where I feel like it's so needed, is really where I'm feeling called to be. And sometimes it's a little risky.
Finn says she's turned down other offers to play in small Nashville clubs during the pandemic, but she believes the Music Box's approach is different.
The tables are going to be far apart. The stage is going to be far from everybody. We're going to be doing all of our merch sales and talking to people outside the actual venue.
The Music Box's Mike Miller says he plans to see how the first couple of events go before booking more concerts. For Jilly's in Akron, owner Jill Bacon Madden says there needs to be more widespread COVID-19 testing and a vaccine before she believes people will be ready to return to concerts and clubs. You can find more information and links at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's regular spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. Thursdays on Morning Edition. Yeah, I'm okay.